From the interim director of human resources relative to appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, informational only.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, the Division of Human Resources is reporting several appointments at an advanced step of the pay range.
Anybody have any questions? Supervisor Schmidt?
Can you reaffirm again, Ms. Richards, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, is it pretty automatic from your department, or how closely do you monitor here? You know, obviously there's, you know, experience within the pay range, et cetera, the things we look here. Is there any criteria that you have that maybe I'm not aware of that you look at this when these requests come through from the departments?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, in regards to appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, we do report these items out after the fact. According to the ordinance, the departments do make these appointments. They follow through with the necessary paperwork. We do monitor the reasons why. I don't substitute my judgment for that of the department if they feel that during the course of the interview, someone brings additional training and experience to warrant that type of appointment at an advanced step.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions by committee? I have one, if nobody else does. Can you just briefly touch on, we've got 8 rehires here, and what are the nature of these rehires, I guess, and are we protected from things happening, circumstances happening like we've seen earlier this year with the rehire that went bad?
That's subtly said, I think.
Mr. Chair, in regard to rehires, we are monitoring and making sure that any changes to the ordinance relative to rehires is followed according to the changes in the ordinance relative to sick time, relative to vacation, things of that nature.
We did pass changes since then that should prevent what happened earlier from happening again.
Yes, Supervisor.
Okay, thank you. No other questions. We'll move on to item number 5.